Why is it that the Russians dominate the chess world? What have they got?
Well, it's subsidized by the government, and all their players are professionals, so they keep at it. We have a lot of talented players in this country, but for one reason or another, they just kind of fade out. They lose interest because there's not that much incentive.
Yeah. And you've made some rather strong charges against them a couple of times involving...
cheating.
Cheating, I think, is the word that I was looking for.
In the summer of 1971, American chess player Bobby Fischer appeared on the Dick Cavett Show. On this date in 1972, Fischer won the International Chess Crown after defeating Boris Spassky of the Soviet Union. Fischer became the first native-born American to hold the title of world champion in a highly publicized match in Reykjavik, Iceland. In doing so, Fischer won the $156,000 victor's share of the $250,000 purse. The chess master was born March 9, 1943. He became the youngest grandmaster in history when he received the title in 1958. His talent drew the attention of the American public to the game of chess, particularly when he won the world championship in 1972. Fischer learned the moves of chess at age 6, and at 16, he dropped out of high school to devote himself fully to the game. In 1958, he won the first of many American championships. In 1975, Fischer refused to meet his Soviet challenger Anatoly Karpov, and the International Chess Federation deprived him of his championship and declared his challenger champion by default. Fischer then withdrew from serious play for almost 20 years, returning to defeat Spassky in a privately organized rematch in 1992. After defeating Spassky, Fischer withdrew into seclusion, in part because he had violated U.S. restrictions on participating in events in Yugoslavia. On July 13, 2004, he was detained at a Tokyo airport after authorities discovered that his U.S. passport had been revoked. Fischer fought deportation to the United States, where he faced criminal charges for violating sanctions against the former Yugoslavia. On March 21, 2005, Fischer was granted Icelandic citizenship. Fischer passed away in Iceland on January 17, 2008. On this date in 1998, the city of Jacksonville, Arkansas, marked the official end of the Veritex site's cleanup, which cost more than $150 million. The Veritex site in Jacksonville is one of the nation's worst hazardous waste sites and Arkansas's most publicized Superfund site. Cleanup of the area after its abandonment by its corporate owner took more than a decade. As of 2009, the site is listed as safe by the EPA. Singer, songwriter, and actress Gloria Estefan was born on this date in 1957 in Havana, Cuba. Estefan has sold more than 90 million albums worldwide and has won 7 Grammy Awards. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.